Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I just filled out a survey and supposed to be charged $5 for shipping for a prize, and it's a $59 charge, and it looks like a bunch of fraud to me. So I want to make sure you're backing that charge out.
Okay, so what's your zip code, please, today?
Say again now.
May I have your zip code, please?
Yes, ma'am. 34480.
What's your first and last name, please?
William Gifford.
Thank you so much. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
5560 Southeast 20th Street, Ocala, Florida, 34480.
Okay. Thank you so much for verifying the information, sir. One moment, please. Okay, so with that being said, sir, you did state you remember paying $1 or $2 or $5 for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, correct?
Right, $5, right.
Okay, so with that payment for that sweepstakes, sir, it enrolled you to one of our meal planning apps. You can create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
What are we talking about here? I filled out a survey for a vacuum cleaner. You guys charged me $60. All I want to discuss is getting that $60 off my credit card from your company.
Okay, sir. No problem, sir. With that being said, sir, as a customer credit, sir, since it was a sweet say, sir, I can refund you for $45.
Why 45?
Because, sir, it was a sweet say, sir. It stated when you sign up for that sweet say, you'd be obligated to roll into a meal planning app.
Yeah, I'm not obligated to anything. This is fraud, and you're being reported. So what I need to know is, are you returning my money or not?
With that being said, sir, I see you're a little upset by the charge, sir. It's a customer courtesy, sir. I'm a little bit upset.
It's nothing but deception. So if you've got somebody over you that wants to discuss fraud and deception with me, please put me on with them.
We all have the same. I'm more than capable of handling calls, sir. We all have the same protocol, sir. As a customer courtesy,
so
sir,
let's talk about the protocol of returning my money. You need to return it right now, and I need to know how you're going to do that.
With that being said, sir, as a customer courtesy, sir, I can refund you for a $50 refund.
A $50 refund?
Correct, sir, because a $9.89, sir, is a non-refundable setup fee, sir.
Non-refundable? I don't have a deal with you, ma'am. You assume we have an agreement. We have no agreement. I want my money back. I want it back now. I want all of it back now. You deserve none of it. You've done nothing for it but deceive me. Now I want my money back, and that's that. Not $50, not $45. $59 and however damn many cents you just stole from me. And by the way, I know you're not the one that does it, but I know you damn well know how this goes. And I know you're just as guilty as the people who pay you to do this. This is wrong.
Okay, so with that being said, sir, as a customer courtesy, sir, I can refund you for a $50 refund. The $9.89, sir, is a non-refundable setup fee, sir.
Yeah, you're not getting any of it. My company's already taking the charge back, so you do what you think you need to do. I needed to make this phone call for official purposes. I hope that you recorded it because I certainly did.
Yes, sir. You just said it.
You guys are about done. You realize that? This whole scam is going to go for about another day. You're going to have to find another job. This is bullshit.
Okay, so with that being said,